Southeast Radio's morning mix. Southeast
Radio. But listening very patiently in studio to Clodagh was Amy Winters from Little Leaders. Now, they've set up a very special group in Fort Mountain. The group specialises in providing sensory play workshops to additional needs adults and children. Good morning to you, Amy.
Lovely. Good morning, Alan.
Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you.
I think the microphones are a little bit low. I'll just bring you a bit closer there to the moment. Can you hear me there now?
I can.
Yeah, that's much better. So, Little Leaders, you're based in Fort Mountain.
We are, yes. I provide emotional regulation therapy to neurodivergent children. So I work with a lot of autistic children, young children, and a lot of teenagers with anxiety and eating disorders.
And why the choice of Fort Mountain? It sounds wonderful as a venue. Why there?
That's where we live. The therapy practice is at my house. But we have some amazing events coming up. I organise 5 of the Autism and Disability Resource Fairs around Ireland, which brings together all your local services and nationwide services that provide services to neurodivergent families in your local area. So we have the North West Fair this weekend in Sligo, but next month on the 25th, on Saturday the 25th of May, we have the Southeast Fair at the Talbot Hotel in Wexford. And it was amazing last year. We had over 400 visitors to the fair, and we had over 30 exhibitors of local support services that families can access. You know, it's very, very important for families to be able to access services when there's such delays and waiting lists.
And it's not too long ago since you were in studio here with me. It was the build-up to International Women's Day. It was very much part of local enterprise. And you're one of the many people who've capitalised and utilised the availability of the local enterprise office here in Wexford, haven't you?
Yes, they're fabulous. And it was a great morning. It was really, I was honoured to be on that panel. So I was surrounded by very, very empowering women, and it was a great morning. So it was lovely.
Yeah, you were also there to help people, because we've had a lot of talk this morning about a number of issues that affect young people. And for parents listening in, mums listening in, our dads listening in this morning, our aunties or uncles or granddads or whatever, great advice. But this is, you deal with children going through quite difficult times in their life. When you say little needers, talk about the people you deal with, please.
So I would see a lot of young children who are in mainstream schools, in mainstream classrooms. Who are neurodivergent, and that poses.
Yeah, what is neurodivergent then?
It's autistic children, those with ADHD, anything that has changed the cognitive functioning of the brain. So, it's an umbrella term used for a range of similar things to autism.
Right. Okay.
And we see a lot of those children who are going into mainstream classrooms and cannot cope with the noise or the smell or a lot. It's a lot for these children to be in mainstream classrooms. So I see a lot of those children who come out with emotional regulation problems. They're very frustrated. They're very angry. They can't settle in a mainstream classroom because it's simply too much for them. So I see a lot of those children. I also see a lot of teenagers with anxiety, and all these teenagers are neurodivergent and with eating disorders, because unbelievably 30% of those of teenagers suffering from anorexia, bulimia, eating disorders are neurodivergent.
Yeah.
And their food disorders are misunderstood because it's a sensory issue. So I work with them. I help parents to understand their children, to understand the behaviour.
And does that help sort out the food disorders?
It helps them understand it.
Yeah.
And we try to get to the bottom of the food disorders through working with their sensory profiles. But I also work with parents to help them understand their children, because a lot of them don't understand the behaviours that are being exhibited. Behaviours of concern, such as withdrawing to the house, not eating, having a very restricted diet. So I help parents understand that side of neurodivergence as well.
And there could be a parent listening to us at the moment who has these issues within their child and didn't know where to turn to or who to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are in studio with me there, willing to offer help. And of course, as we found out when they discussed your journey with the local enterprise as well, you really have kind of, you're on an upward trajectory, aren't you?
Yes, and we're actually launching a brand new event in the Amber Springs Hotel in Goree on the 29th of October, and this one is aimed at supporting principals, teachers, SNAs, CNOs, everybody who educates and works early years educators, and it is a full day's training.
Okay.
In we have specialists coming from all over the country to train our attendees in neurodiversity and behaviours of concern and PDA and sensory, so that we can start supporting the children in schools much better, because at the moment there is no training required to support these children, and a lot is needed to be able to understand and nurture them and support them throughout their education.
Thank you for joining me, Julia. Wish you well.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
And
the great news is there's help out there. And I don't mind
there
you.
Is,
I don't mind you calling out your website again. That will help
my
people.
Website is littleneeders.com, but I would urge you to come to the resource fairs and see what services are available, because there are some incredible
developments,
services, charities, supports out there for families to access. So come along to the Talbot Hotel.
Thanks, Amy.
You're very welcome.
Talk
Thanks,
to you soon.
Alan. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.